Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. In his final State of the State address Tuesday night, Governor Tim Walz says he's addressing the fraud issue but needs lawmakers' help too.
Taking responsibility doesn't mean just taking the blame. It means taking up on ourselves to fix the problem. And when it comes to the next step in fixing this problem, the legislature has a role to play. I proposed a package that strengthens detection, strengthens oversight, uses sophisticated analytics to identify suspicious activity more quickly.
House Floor Leader Harry Nisca says the governor's speech was disappointing.
It would have been good to hear some accountability on the record of fraud, as Speaker Damas said, on the record of poor educational outcomes, on the record of education mandates and problems that are going to the property taxes of our state, but we didn't hear that.
Authorities in Mankato are asking for assistance in locating a missing 19-year-old girl. Officers say Clarissa McCune was last seen Tuesday around 4:30 p.m. walking three dogs, two corgis, and a husky. Anyone with information about McCune should call 911. The IIHF World Junior Championship delivered a $71.5 million boost to the Twin Cities, according to a U of M Extension study, with visitors leading the charge, spending an average of $451 per trip versus about $78 for locals. Wendy Blackshaw is president and CEO of Minnesota Sports and Events.
USA Hockey was so happy with what we did that they're looking at bringing another hockey event to Minnesota.
When asked for a hint of what's to come, Blackshaw said,
"Still under wraps, but I will promise you I will tell you as soon as it's announced."
U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders is appearing at a rally with Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan on Saturday in Rochester. In other headlines, the debate over the new Minnesota state flag versus the old one is big business for some flag stores. Lee Harold of Harold Flags in Rochester says the 1983 flag with the state seal on it was never popular.
That was true, but it is not true today. We're probably selling what before the change on the old flag, we're probably selling in a month what we would pretty close to what we would sell in a year.
Harold says some customers said they wanted the loon on the new flag, which is on the new state seal. For the first time in history of the DNR's natural resources falcon cam, a peregrine falcon pair has laid a rare fifth egg, something seen in only about 7% of Midwest clutches. Staff spotted the egg Tuesday, marking a milestone for the nest box that's been in place since 1987. This is MNN.